The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Two sources tell CNN that some warned him against this, with one source telling us he was told this would make it look like he was, quote, crawling back to Trump, unquote. Also, that it would further isolate him from mainstream donors who want to move away from the disgraced former president. Now, keep it honest, it doesn't seem like that is a big concern anymore for Congressman McCarthy or the party. It's who they are. It's who they believe their constituents are. After all, he and 138 other Republican House members voted to overturn the election even after they were attacked. And all but five Senate Republicans have signaled they will not vote to convict the ex-president for what he did, because this is still the ex-president's party. It belongs to him, to the insurrectionists who supported him, to those beyond even that fringe.
It's Donald Trump's party. You heard it there from Anderson Cooper. Welcome, friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Happy Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's also Second Amendment Friday, and we have quite the lineup for you. Because it's Friday, we will be talking to Trish Regan. Who better to explain to you the craziness, the true insanity of the GameStop, Robin Hood, Citron scandal swirling through Wall Street. Then the Heritage Foundation's Jim Carafano, Mark Morgan, most recently Commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol, on the impending crisis on the border. The founder of Papa John's Pizza, John Snatter, on the state of the economy and the shuttering of businesses. And then the pistol-packing mama herself, Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman, will be with us on the attempts by Nancy to shut down the Second Amendment in Congress. But first, let's stay with poor old Anderson Cooper. And yes, it is true. It is true. We have the report right here. The minority leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with who? The 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And there is now a formal commitment from Donald Trump to campaign for Republicans next year in 2022. Now, what's the problem with this? This love relationship only goes one way. Breitbart.com has a report that if Donald Trump runs in the primary for president in 2024, the RNC will not support him, they will, quote, stay neutral. A man, let's put this into perspective, forget the tweets, forget everything else, forget the track record of the last 4 years. Donald Trump, as a Republican president, garnered more votes in office last year than any president in American history. More than Ronald Reagan. More than the Bush papa and son. More than Barack Obama. But the RNC will stay neutral. Not only that, between 2016 and 2020, he brought an additional 10 million people into the fold to vote for him. And that's when it dawned on me. This morning, I tweeted it out. What happens? Let's just say everything goes swimmingly. And next year, the GOP not only takes back the Senate, but takes back the House. Remember, Nancy is on a tightrope. She has a 6-seat majority in the House. She had to have COVID patients, Democrat members of Congress, wheeled into the chamber to vote for her to become Speaker again. It's not a joke. It happened. Look it up. 6 seats. In the Senate, it's 50-50. It's only because the White House is run by a Democrat that Kamala gets the tie-breaking vote. So it's not out of the realm of all possibility, especially after the disastrous, 9 days in office? Where Joe Biden has not only annoyed our friends and allies, but killed thousands of jobs and decided to stop the border construction of the wall. So it's really, it's not crazy to think the GOP could win next year. But here's my big question. So what? What if the GOP, the Republican Party, takes back the Senate and gets control of the House? What's going to happen then? What does it mean? Well, let's judge them by the last, 4 years. By the last, 20 years. Is anything going to suddenly change? It's one thing to judge somebody based upon what they say. But the real test of the mettle of an individual or a group of individuals comes from looking at what they do. The GOP had the Senate. And what did they do with it under the Trump administration? Did they support him? Did they make the MAGA agenda possible? Under Mitch McConnell, they took one little sliver of the agenda, the reform of the judicial system, by putting judges in place who actually believe in the Constitution. Mitch McConnell saw that as his little peccadillo, his personal legacy when he leaves office, if he ever leaves office. I don't know if he's going to put him in some kind of cryo chamber soon. But he wanted to be the man who brought conservatism back to the courts. He got, 200 and plus federal circuit court judges confirmed. Oh, and by the way, little sidebar. How did that work out after the election? Since we're not on YouTube right now, I can talk about it. Yes, the election. We had voter fraud. Lots, my friends. And when the evidence was taken to the courts across the land by Rudy, his team, and local attorneys and lawyers, what happened? Almost always, with the rare exception, the local judges, who in many cases were some of the new GOP-nominated judges, refused to hear the cases. So, great job, Mitch. Where'd you get that list from? The Federalist Society really helped us out on that one, didn't they? So again, this is the question for you. Let's open the lines, and I want you to tell me, what does it mean if we take back the House and the Senate with the current GOP? This is not an argument for a third party. Even the president, Donald Trump, has said, I don't want a third party. But we have to do something about the establishment GOP if winning an election is going to actually mean something. Give us a call, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, that's 833-334-6752. You can also text us on our Patriot Mobile exclusive text line, 703-869-1262. Live streaming on Facebook, available on the YouTube alternative Rumble. Check us out, rumble.com/SebGorka. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and at SebGorka.com.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Never thought you'd see the day, did you? Ted Cruz and AOC together on the same page, but it didn't last long. It is, of course, because of the GameStop fiasco. And AOC says, we need to investigate this. Ted Cruz responds on Twitter, fully agree. To which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, I'm happy to work with Republicans, but not somebody who tried and had me murdered 3 weeks ago. You can resign. Well, you know, that lasted about 3 nanoseconds. Let's get to the bottom of this with somebody who every Friday gives us the truth on what is happening in our nation's economy. She is, of course, Trish Regan. Follow her right now at trishintel.com. Get the podcast and also check out her latest article. We're posting it again. We've posted it already. Let's go to our Twitter page, our Facebook page. Our free market's really free. It wasn't going to last, was it, Trish? The AOC Ted Cruz love affair.
Well, that was not a match made in heaven, let me just say. But, you know, it's interesting how politicians, they all come out of the woodwork, right? Because they're trying to fight for the little guy. It's just, how are they trying to fight for the little guy? I always get back to that because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she'd prefer probably to just regulate free markets completely out of existence. So as I mentioned in the article, she could sit up there in her ivory tower with her friends and dictate, you know, what exactly people should get or not get. And you would have no free markets. And that would be her solution to all inequality, right? You solve those inequities by having the government do everything. Ted Cruz, as we all know, is far more of a capitalist, free market based guy who's just looking at this and saying, how is this right? How is this fair that, you know, you're not able to freely trade your shares in GameStop right now?
So you said the phrase the little guy, and there is this impression, the way it's been portrayed for the last 3 days, is this really is another case, another facet of the little guy versus the Wall Street barons. The people on this Reddit, this chat room, subreddit, Wall Street Bets, loved GameStop, saw the evil Wall Street hedge funders trying to short sell, trying to destroy this game, this computer game, brick and mortar store. So they stepped up and they said, no, we're going to buy it. And that's how the share price exploded. Then the hedge funders get irritated. They say, you can't do this. You're a non-commission-based trading app. You're bad. You're evil. And then Robinhood, the application through which they did all this, sides with the big guys and shuts down the trading of these stocks. Is it truly, explain to those who haven't read your article yet, is it really the little guy versus the Wall Street titans?
That makes for a really sexy headline. I get it. You know, for both AOC and for Ted Cruz and for the media, of course. But it's actually, it's more complicated than that.
Right.
Now, let me start by, in terms of the little guy, like, look, I get it. You know, I actually had said to people on the podcast, take a look at GameStop. Back when it was like, I don't know, $20, $30 a share, because they said, you know, this is moving higher. Yes, there's a little bit of a short squeeze going on. That's part of it. But nonetheless, there's some fundamentals that I sort of like about this company. I could see it being another Netflix where you have
transitioning. Mm-hmm. Right, from brick and mortar to virtual.
Right. So that's a fundamental reason. But then when you see the stock go up more than 1,000%, you know, then it starts to become no longer about fundamentals. It was becoming about something else and, you know, David and Goliath and all that. And then you've got these online chat rooms where then it becomes a question of, are they, and this is what authorities are going to be looking at, are they somehow colluding together to drive the stock price up? Now, in all fairness, let's be clear that we've seen the equivalent of that sort of on the other side. I mean, and some heads rolled, right, over the LIBOR scandal that happened a while back where they found that some banks were artificially setting LIBOR rates.
Together, as you know, cartels.
Right. And that, you know, had a huge effect on the system, although they were trying to keep them low at the time. But nonetheless, if you take this forward and you think about, I remember being in the middle of that whole Herbalife stock war, right, where you had billionaire Bill Ackman shorting the stock, telling people this is a pyramid scheme. And then you had Carl Icahn saying, Bill Ackman, you're nuts. You're dummy. Like, this is a great company. And so it became this, you know, war between the two of them. It took on a whole personality of its own. But both of them were on television.
Yeah.
I mean, at Bloomberg Television, where I was at the time, we had Bill Ackman on plenty. We had Carl. Carl was on my show a whole bunch talking about why he thought Bill Ackman was full of you-know-what. So, that was something that they're allowed to do that. And they're allowed to have that play out in a very public space. So you say to yourself, well, why can't a similar thing happened online? And, you know, I think it's a fair point to make. Where this is getting kind of murky, however, is what people are they're upset with Robinhood. In actuality, there are certain things that have to happen in the background, right, with the clearinghouses for these trades to clear.
Yeah, Robinhood can't exist on its own and do what it does without working with established systems, correct?
Yeah, no, there's all these systems in the back. And, you know, it can take a couple days for a trade to finally clear. And part of what you're working on, right, is faith. Like you say, okay, I'm going to buy this at this price. And then that trade eventually has to settle. And so when you have that many people all of a sudden rushing forward and saying, I'm going to buy this, or I'm going to short this, it creates challenges within the liquidity of the system, right? Like the system can't keep up so fast. And if you don't have certain requirements, they're called margin rules and margin requirements, then it could possibly even, you know, take more players down because it would have a domino effect. This is why you have things like curbs, right, that go into the markets when the volatility gets really crazy and things are going too south too fast or maybe too high too fast. So what I would just say is while, on the one hand, and by the way, I'm hugely empathetic to this idea that you ought to just be able to buy whatever you want to buy. And you know what? Like, I'm sorry, but the problem with this, and people say, oh, we need to protect them because, you know, this company isn't worth that. Well, that's their problem. All right. Like, I'm a big believer. You know, this is the libertarian live free or die streak in me. You want to go buy that stock for $400, go for it. You know what I mean? That's your business.
Well, isn't price determined by what somebody is willing to pay for it? That's what I was told.
Sure. I mean, right? the the wrinkle in all this is, do you run the risk of a mob mentality on either side, right? Where a whole group of people are conspiring together. This is the same as the LIBOR scandal, or this is the same of, you know, if a group of traders gets together and says, we want to short the financial community. I mean, you look at what happened in 2008, and some people would disagree with me on this, but I go back to the shorts at that time, and the shorts were saying, we think, you know, the financial system is going to be ruined, and they were shorting the heck out of these financial stocks at the time, Seb, not to get too technical, but a lot of these financial companies had big real estate portfolios, right? All those subprime mortgages.
Yes.
And if you did what was called mark to market, and you valued those portfolios on any given day, you know, if they were trading down so badly, then it's like your house. Like, suppose the real estate market goes down, your house is worth less on a given day. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to sell it. You may hang on to it, and you've got the liquidity to hang on to it for another 5 years. Anyway, the shorts had a role in driving down those companies. There was a systemic crisis that followed.
It's
it may be time for us to look at the role of shorts, which do it, play.
We will.
An important
well, that's
function.
Exactly our next topic here on America First with Trish Regan. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Thanks, Yolanda. You just texted me. You forgot your name. I asked you who you were, and you told me. You say try and listen as much as you can. Don't forget, you can pick us up on podcast. You can get us 24/7 at our website. If you ever miss anything, SebGorka.com. And, of course, on Rumble as well, the YouTube alternative that believes in free speech, and Instagram. We are back because we've stolen her for a second segment because the week has been so crazy when it comes to market news. She's Trish Regan. Follow her on Twitter at Trish_Regan. She is also at TrishIntel.com. Her new article is on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook page, and don't forget her podcast as well. So the short selling. You explained to me perfectly, the only person who could this whole week, how short selling really works. Let me give you an interpretation of the GameStop fiasco and tell me how crazy it is or if there's any truth. That the hedge funders looked at this brick and mortar thing and they said, oh, that's just Blockbusters and we're going to destroy it by shorting it. And then the nice guys who play computer games, who are on this subreddit called Wall Street Bets, said, we hate the hedge funders who want to destroy GameStop, and we're going to pump up, we're going to buy, and we're going to protect it. That's how many people have portrayed this. Is short selling a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Or is it value neutral, Trish?
Well, okay, so very interesting question, Seb. On the one hand, you could say short selling is really important, right? Because it helps to keep management teams on their toes. Management teams kind of live in fear of these hedge funds, these short sellers. I don't love it. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, like, because again, I'm just sort of, maybe I'm too simplistic. I like to look at companies and say, do I want to be in this company or do I not?
Yeah.
If I want to be in the company, then I buy shares. If I don't, then I sell them. A lot of portfolios are more sophisticated than that, and they're looking at it with a hedging purpose. In other words, if you were invested in one stock let's use 2008 as an example. Say you were invested in J.P. Morgan, but you wanted to hedge against a financial crisis. Maybe you could have shorted Bear Stearns back then when we had Bear Stearns, or you could have shorted Lehman Brothers. There's ways to, you know, it's a viable hedging strategy for any investor. The other important thing about
but is it used maliciously? It's clearly used maliciously.
Let me get to that. Let me get to that. So, and then the other important part of this is it's part of the liquidity, right? Like, because people are borrowing shares effectively, and it means you don't always have to have the trade fully settle out. It has a very large role in just being able to ease the back and forth of transactions. Where it gets a little funky is when these hedge funds, and again, I've just never really liked it because it just doesn't sit well with me, but some would argue that it keeps, like I said, management teams on their toes and forces them to really be at their best. But when you get, you know, a company out there that says, we believe this stock is just worthless, or in the case of Herbalife, it's a pyramid scheme, and, you know, nobody should be invested in it, and they're very public about it, then it seems only fair that there be the counter narrative out there. And so this is what these guys tried to do, and gals online, with GameStop. I would also just say, though, that, you know, as an investor, you've got to believe in the company. And what's tricky on this one is it's no longer fundamentals in the company. It's taken on a life of its own, right?
Like, yes.
People who are basically, like, tired of how the system they feel is stacked against them, they've rallied into this, and they're almost making a political statement. So it has nothing to do with the fundamentals of the company anymore, and it's more to do with, like, let's go stick it to the man.
We're out of time. Last question. Is this an important story or not? Is this a flash in the pan or not?
Yeah, no. I think it's a really important story. I think we're going to see more more sort of things come out. I think that regulators are going to look at this very hard. I think that it really speaks to the frustration of so many individual Americans right now, feeling as though the system stacked against them.
Educate yourself right now. Read Trish's latest article. Go to trishintel.com. Download the podcast. Follow her on Twitter, Trish_Regan. God bless. Thank you for making this a little bit more comprehensible. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Are you as healthy as you want to be? If not, do what I do every day. Take Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible supplement. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that gives me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that I know I should eat, but I just don't. I'm a naughty boy sometimes. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Thanks to Dr. Howard. Go to balanceofnature.com/GORKA or just call 800-246-8751. That number again, write it down. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com/GORKA. And one of the greatest things is if you become a customer of Balance of Nature for free at the end of a phone line, you have access to a health coach just because you bought Balance of Nature. It's got to be the best decision you make in the new year. Do it today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. Daryl, Al, Jeff, Danny, Brent, don't go anywhere. Don't forget, in the meantime, to subscribe to our video feed at Rumble. Rumble is not pro-censorship. They are pro-First Amendment. Our segments, our interviews can all be found there after the show airs. Go to com/SebGorka. That's rumble.com/SebGorka. SebGorka. And of course, catch up on our latest analyses at our website, SebGorka.com.
Talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America First.
Sometimes the truth just sneaks through all by itself. Latest report from Bernadette Hogan and Bruce Golding at FoxNews.com. According to New York authorities, this is from a report by the Attorney General, the death toll in New York nursing homes is much, much worse as a result of Governor Cuomo's decision to send COVID patients back to those old people's home. The latest number of those who died in nursing homes in New York isn't what we thought, 6,000 or 7,000. The number is 12,743. Individuals who were tested positive in hospital and then, by order of the governor, sent back to the nursing homes that did not have the personnel or the wherewithal to treat and keep those Americans alive. This is the man who, during the COVID crisis, the China virus crisis, actually found time to write a book on how well he's dealing with it, as the Grammy Committee gave him an award for how effectively he used television during the crisis for his press conferences. What do you get if he kills another 12,000, I wonder? Is he going to get an Oscar? So for the record, my friends, 12,743 Americans dead because of a decision by Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. Okay, let's see if somebody can cheer me up. Let's go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Daryl in California, line two.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Dobre dancer, how are you?
Good.
Awesome, so awesome. Thank you for taking my call, first of all, and thanks for responding to my text. I'll keep it as quick and succinct as possible, sir. All righty. On the 21st of this month, I received a letter from the RNC begging me for money to support them.
I lost you there. Say it. You got a letter from the RNC for donation. Then what?
Yes, sir. And then think of it is on the 21st of this month with a quick picture of President Trump on on the receipt. I received emails in my, at my work address from Ronald McDaniel herself, stating touting all of her all the RNC's accomplishments.
Okay, I get it. The RNC's reaching out to you. So what's the question?
Yes, sir. I just want to make a statement if I could, sir. I want to appeal to all the patriots. I want the RNC to stop sending any more mail, no more texts, no more emails, because they did, in my opinion, very little, if anything, to support President
Darryl,
Trump while he
Darryl,
was there.
Just
yes,
block them.
Yes, sir.
Just block them. Block the emails
yes,
and block the texts.
Oh, yeah, definitely, sir. Definitely. I want to appeal, yes, sir, definitely. And also, I want to appeal to all the patriots to support your local candidates for office. Sir, I'd be more happy to support Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm here in South Central, Joe Collins, Navy vet, who was running for Maxine Waters district.
Good. Thank you, Daryl. Yeah, look, if you're fed up with the RNC, don't give them a penny. Go local. Support your local candidates. Absolutely. Or give to the campaigns of individuals who the president has already endorsed. This is going to be an amazing clearinghouse. He's done it already. He's only been out of office for, what is it, 9 days? 10 days? Nine days! The inauguration was That's not true. The inauguration was 9 days ago. Is that true, Professor?
I think you're thinking of the work days, right? Is that what you're saying? No, wait.
No!
No, you are correct.
It's the 29th. It's my mom's
Somehow,
birthday.
Somehow, some way, we have time travel. All time is slowed down.
Is it 9 weeks since inauguration? It feels like 9 weeks.
I'm feeling 9 months. I mean, especially if we're talking about
gestation,
the pace of EOs.
Gestation period.
The gestation period. The pace of the EOs would make more sense. Maybe the EOs would make more sense if it was 9 years.
I think it was 9 months of EOs. Okay, this is insanity. I know the date because it's my late mother's birthday, January the 29th. You are sorely missed, Mom. 9 days. He left office. I saw him leave. I can't believe I was at Andrews Air Force Base just 9 days ago, listening to the president, Melania. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me go back to where I was. It's only been 9 days. He's already opened his office, the office of the former president in Florida, officially made a statement from that address. He's officially endorsed his first political candidate, that total warrior princess, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's running for governor of Arkansas. Sarah's going to be on the show. She promised. She's lying a little low when it comes to media right now, but she's going to be on the show as soon as she pops her head up. And how about this? How about this, guys? This would be an amazing message. I mean, McCarthy had to go and kiss the ring. You heard me in the last segment, right? He had to go to Mar-a-Lago to get Donald Trump, the former president, to help support his candidates in the GOP. And then Rona McDaniel says, we're not going to endorse. We're going to stay neutral if the president runs again. What a disgrace. An utter disgrace. But we have the ultimate metric, the ultimate yardstick. Don't give a red cent to the institutional GOP unless something changes, unless, I don't know, they want to support Donald Trump for 2024. And in the meantime, run for office or support local candidates or only give to national candidates or candidates from outside of your state if Donald Trump, the former president, has endorsed them. Can you imagine the power we, the people, would have if we sent a message that that is who we're going to support? Genius, 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 genius. I love you guys. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I am amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. What a story. That should be you. Find out if it could be you right now. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Kent, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people died. People died.
Yeah, who cares if I sent them to the nursing home? They just died. Your mother, your grandfather. Huh, they just died. Ah, the grace, the sensitivity, the sense of taking responsibility from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who I hear, my team tells me, is running for re-election next year. Wouldn't it be interesting if he were trounced? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Going straight to your calls. Let's go to Al in California with a funky question. Line 3.
I'd like to invert my question for Sebastian Who Dares Wins Gorka.
Oh, what a fabulous movie. I love it. The great late Lewis Collins and the motto of the boys from Hereford, the Special Air Service. Thank you, Al. Very nicely done. I like that. It'll make my business card a bit long, but we'll try it.
Right. Listen, I want to invert my question. I'll put the American one first. Biden said that Trump's immigration policy was draconian. My response to Joe Biden was, no, Japan's immigration policy is draconian, you idiot.
And even Canada. Have you tried, I've got a best buddy from my squad in the British Reserves who managed to get to Australia as a British immigrant. It was like pulling teeth. It was so hard. If you cannot demonstrate that you are actually making a difference to that country that locals cannot make by themselves, forget about it.
And yet we who have been most generous, in this case, the champ is the chump, we get the most criticism, and we're not going to put up with it. Here's my final point.
Yeah.
After I spoke with you last week, I turned on the TV, and you'll never guess what it showed. It showed some Hungarian soldiers putting up a fence around Hungary. Now, if I, as an American citizen, went in lawfully to Hungary and overstayed my visa, I'm a deportable illegal alien, right?
Oh, they have taken their border security very seriously in Hungary.
Well, I'm awfully tired of us. There's two things I can't stand that are always being obfuscated in the media. One is the gun issue, and the other is the immigration issue. And I'm really getting tired of it, Sebastian.
Well, do something about it. Get engaged, get involved, get politically active. Love your call. Thank you, Al. Let's go to Jeff very quickly, Akron, Ohio, line four. Welcome, Jeff.
Dr. Gorka, thank you so much. So I would love to see not a third party, but to make a MAGA certified. A MAGA
Ooh,
stamp of approval.
I like that.
A MAGA scoring. Because so many people will say they're for Trump, but then they start voting against you. So I would like to see vote by vote, day by day, MAGA scoring for these candidates.
And who does who does the certification and the scoring? Should it be the president's office?
I think the Trump family, the office of
Jeff,
the president.
I don't know if we've given you any books, but that is genius. Stay on the line. Give him a choice of whatever signed book he'd like. Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul. Let's do it. I'm going to suggest that. I'm going to write that up. Thank you. We need MAGA certification. We need MAGA scoring of all Republican candidates and incumbents. Love it. That's why you're the best. Don't touch that dial.